Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Getting back there, Bush mentioned off the air that the first full capacity show at Madison Square Garden is the Foo Fighters in this
less than two weeks.
And Craig mentioned also off the air that's gotta be vaccinated, right? To get in.
Do you?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, yeah.
That's gonna be the deal for your anti-vaxxers. You can't do stuff.
Yeah. Aren't the cruise lines having a battle with the state of Florida?
And Texas. DeSantis and Abbott, who are both complete idiots, don't want the huge cruise lines to require them because they both are having fights right now with the cruise line can do what they want.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why they would have any input.
Yeah, I don't know the details about this, but it's basically, Norwegian and Carnival, you have to have a vaccination.
Their ports of call are pretty entrenched.
And the last thing they want is an outbreak on one of their ships again, because that's where it all started, by the way. And those governors are douchebags.
But there's plenty of other places that a ship could go park up and down the eastern seaboard.
True, but this is where they really go out of a lot, you know.
Or is Florida so much better equipped than everybody else?
It's more
equipped.
Yeah,
they're not.
Miami.
Some cruise ships go out of the Northeast, yes, but you're right.
Miami, Houston, I'm sure.
Tampa, but there's a ton. There.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jacksonville, even I think too.
St. Pete, you see a ton of cruise ships out there launching from that area.
Yeah.
It is only fully vaccinated fans going to the Foo Fighters show at Madison Square Garden.
Cool, good. Somebody's pissed. Actually, somebody's going to get their vaccine
June 20th
because they want to see the Foo Fighters.
If you don't have it now, it's probably too late.
Oh, that's right.
Because you won't be fully vaccinated.
That's right.
And I think some of these shows have even stipulated you have to have both your shots and cleared the 2-week window afterwards.
Yeah.
Like you have to have had your last shot before X date, or you're not coming in.
You have to be at full efficacy.
That's good for them, man.
Yeah. That's good for the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for the bands. This is their livelihood.
They don't want to do anything.
They don't want to go out and then have to shut things down again.
Right.
They're ready to go out and make money.
You're anti-vaxxers. Right. Yeah, to go to your own party.
And good for the guys selling fake vaccine passports.
What a douchebag. They catch that guy. You're going to go through all the trouble buying a fake passport.
Yeah,
and not get the vaccine.
It's actually a lot easier.
Just
to get
dumbass.
And cheaper just to get the vaccine.
Free, in fact.
I don't know. Only millions of people have this vaccine, and they all seem really good, and things are opening up.
Hey, you're the guinea pig.
I don't know. I'm different, and I know more. No, you're a friggin' idiot.
I don't put things in my...
Yeah, that's what a lot of this is people thinking that they the idea that they know something that someone else doesn't.
And none of those are doctors that I know of.
Well, I was reading something yesterday.
We got two douchebags checking on email every day.
Conspiracy theories, Craig. That's another reason people buy into it.
Because they're idiots.
Well, they feel like they're part of a special group. You know, that
has... Special is a key word, by the way.
That has this specific knowledge. Right. And it's people who, don't belong anywhere, but they find people with like minds, and suddenly they're part of a community. Right. And that's how that catches on. That's the psychology behind it. It's sad, but it's true.
Jesus, just find a ping pong club or something, you know?
Right.
Yeah, somebody will take it.
Yeah, but
even if it's a ping pong club.
Then you'd have to get out and do stuff. You have to move.
Not much for ping pong.
Ping pong club involves...
Yeah, but you have to get there.
Right, you'd have to...
Yeah, but I mean, the actual act of playing ping pong is not very
No, you'd have to get off your
phone. Well, you actually have to move.
For a little
while.
You
do. You do.
You'd have to stop interacting on the social media. You'd have to get off a Parler for a second or whatever the hell else.
Yeah, I don't think that's around.
That's hanging around. It didn't last.
No, it is. It's back.
Oh, is it back?
Right.
Oh, good.
You'd have to stop reading. I can't find Trump's blog.
He stopped it.
I enjoyed.
He stopped it. He stopped it.
Keeping up, I liked his. It
had no readers.
So you were the guy reading it.
He stopped doing it.
I had one over here.
Yeah. Oh, did you read it? Yeah.
No.
But he stopped it.
Damn, I missed that.
Yeah.
Because that was some good stuff.
Yeah. I saw that. it was Brian Williams said, apparently, the quote was on his show, he said, it's not body shaming to suggest that at least four people could fit in Trump's pants. I love that you state it's not body shaming and then just a body shaming line, which is the best. hey, wah, that's all that dude ever did was hammer everybody, you know?
Well, it'd be hard not to when you're clearly superior to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Good point, Nick. All right, move on, Craig. We get yelled at for
the wife of drug kingpin El Chapo will reportedly plead guilty to helping him run his drug cartel.
Because they have all the evidence on her, right?
This is Emma Coronel Ispero. Yeah,
does she get a cool nickname? I mean, El Chapo gets a cool nickname. Yeah. Why
that's not a
wife?
Cool nickname.
El Chapo?
No, I forget.
Shorty. I mean, Shorty.
Yeah, that's not a cool nickname.
He never liked it.
Oh, I'm thinking Guapo. Guapo means handsome.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's Chapo.
Chapo. I don't know.
Because he was like 5'5 or something like that.
I don't know what Chapo means.
Tyler just told us.
All right. She's Bang Chapo.
Well, I'd like confirmation from Fabricio. He's a little more well versed in Spanish than anyone I know.
No, but El Chapo's Shorty. It's the Shorty.
Okay. Yeah, that's. Well, that's what we were told.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it sounds cool.
It does.
El
it does
Chapo.
Sound cool to you.
Yeah. To people that don't know the language.
Right.
That's me.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's also blamed for helping him escape a prison back in Mexico.
Oh, that's right. With the tunnel, yeah.
Would that be a drug tunnel?
That was the cops built that tunnel, remember?
You built a drug tunnel.
Yeah, he got out of his house.
You get a point
for
that.
Well, his house in the prison.
Right.
In the Facebook game.
Yeah. I mean, the camera shows him going to the bathroom. And he just lifts up the tub, goes down, and gets out. But then they caught him in the United States. Remember, they got him. They got him here.
Yeah, he's here now.
Yeah.
That would be tough. He was like the most wanted man anywhere.
I know.
You couldn't meet anybody new. What's your name? Not El Chapo.
Plus, his wife is probably psycho, man.
I'm guessing he's pretty recognizable.
He was, but. He was like Robin Hood down there, like a lot of, you know.
That's true.
Right.
And in a lot of places, he was considered
like Robin
Hood. Everywhere, but
not
a
everywhere,
lot of places.
Yeah.
But and even in the States, Todd, if you saw him walking down the street, are you going to be the guy that goes, hey, look, there's El Chapo.
Put a roof on
no!
my house.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be quiet and move on about my day.
I might like to introduce myself.
He's a roofer.
No.
Just to get on his good side.
He's a roofer somewhere.
Get a selfie with him.
Yeah, for the bit.
And then watch him lop your head off.
Yeah, he doesn't care about the gringo.
Yeah. I'd like to get him up on the show.
He's in prison.
That'd be quite the get.
Yeah. What?
An on-the-run El Chapo?
Yeah. I mean, how many drug
El Chapo's games? In the studio.
Or not.
Well, that's how he got busted, was getting interviewed.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sean Penn. Yeah, that bit.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did a big write-up for Rolling Stone. I remember reading that.
Yeah, that was a whole... everybody got screwed on
got
that.
Got their panties in a wad on that one, right?
That, people were... Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, if I remember correctly, Sean Penn kind of tried to cast him in a positive light.
Well, it was more about... Yeah, I didn't... It wasn't really positive. It was more about...
But it wasn't...
More in-depth about who he actually was.
They kind of whitewashed over the fact that, he kind of kills a lot of people.
Right. Don't do drugs, kids.
That, too.
Except for weed.
And even then, no, kids.
And don't do that till your brain is fully formed.
37.
Look around.
A Wisconsin pharmacist that tampered with vials of the Moderna coronavirus vaccine going to prison.
Good.
3 years behind bars.
Remember this douchebag? He destroyed him early on, too. when there wasn't a bunch out there.
Yeah, left him out of their refrigeration unit because he was skeptical.
Yeah. the word skeptical has been ruined. I'm skeptical about science. That's all I hear when I hear the word skeptical anymore.
You know? It has.
I don't hear skeptical, you know. I'm skeptical if that guy's a good guy. There's ways skeptical can be used and it's still proper. But I think they ruined that word.
So, speaking of big organized crime, did you see what the FBI was able to pull off?
With that app where they could talk to each other. Yeah.
Kind of an app, yeah.
Yeah.
This is absolutely amazing, and it's tough to wrap your head around, tough to describe as well. But big organized crime, they need to communicate within their own organization freely. They do not want outside ears listening. We know that. And so one popular way that these organized crime outfits work now is to get this device that is specially made that will only do encrypted texts.
Right.
No phone calls, right. No internet, just encrypted texts. And so, but even this costs several thousand dollars every 6 months to re-up
sort of thing. Average insurrectionist couldn't afford it.
Yeah, and you can't just go to the store and buy it. You have to know a guy that makes these things.
Yeah, well, the FBI made an app and they started sharing it.
And so a few years, no, it's more than that, yeah. Tyler. So a few years ago, they got a hold of this company that was just starting up to do this sort of thing. And so the FBI was running this company and no one else knew it. Yeah. And so little by little, they got these devices out into the organized crime community, not much in the United States, but everywhere, but a lot of other places. And so the organized crime, they were sending what they thought were fully encrypted texts as if they were just whispering to one another, telling each other exactly where these drug shipments were going to be, how they were going to be sent,
when,
where, why, all that sort of thing. You remember seeing...
I'm holding.
you remember seeing a story... about drugs getting taken out of hollowed-out pineapples.
Yeah, they knew everything. They knew
that
everything they were doing.
That was one of the things they got out of this. It's in hollowed-out pineapples getting over to this particular port at this particular time. Oh, well, we'll go get them.
So it was all going straight to the FBI.
It was all going straight to the FBI.
You know when they first started getting whoever was looking at their computer that day at the FBI, all of a sudden people started using this. Well, it's like when they heard Gotti's tapes or something like that, old school, except it's right there.
Yeah.
You know.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
So the FBI was able to collect its organized crime users' messages and monitor criminal activity on a massive scale, more than 20 million messages from almost 12,000 devices used by suspected criminals.
Now, the insurrectionists, Todd, actually just got a hold of each other by calling each other. And they were all
MAGAs,
and they were all playing this ahead of time. That came out in that recent thing.
And
that's partisan.
Posted it on Instagram.
Yeah, they just said, we're going there.
And they're still busting people for that.
Every day. Every day.
Yeah, it was a lot less effort for the FBI to bust those people than something like this.
Yep.
Well, this was the long game.
Yeah, it was a long
game. You got to create a company.
Right. And they had to wait until they got enough so they could bust a bunch of people, because once they did that, nobody's going to use that app.
Right.
No, the FBI just followed everybody's phone. They watched that.
Oh, you had the insurrectionists, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you saw the dots.
We're combining stories again, too. Now,
you saw the dots that went from Trump's speech to the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
They just tracked those phones, and then they got witnesses, and then they would check their. Oh, because
we can't investigate that.
Every one of them put something on social media.
Yeah.
Almost all of them put something on social media, so they basically incriminate themselves, and they just get a few witnesses to cooperate. Boom.
Well, we all watched it live.
Plus, we watched it live.
And then you got the...
They showed the turtle on again news last night, and he's just pissing me off.
My favorite one is...
It's got to move.
Dude who wore a hoodie with his company's logo on the back. he was a plumber or something.
Did he get fired?
Yeah. Good. Joe's
Plumbing. Give his name on his chest.
A lot of these guys are whiny bitches, too. You hear him saying that?
Right.
Well, I'm losing my benefits and my job now. Yeah. Sorry.
All right, Joe's Plumbing even has his phone number on the back, so they just called him and said,
is Joe there?
You're under arrest.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic being named the NBA's MVP.
Yep.
The thing to note on this, he's the first center to win this award.
Oh, it's been a while, huh?
Since Shaq.
I was going to say Shaq in the early 2000s?
Right. No, since 99.
Oh, was it 99?
Well, 99-2000. Okay. Yeah, so I guess that is the earliest of 2000s.
I knew it was right around then, and that Lakers dynasty there.
Most teams don't have a true center.
Yeah.
There's few of them.
They just got a front line. They got three big guys in the front line. No one's really designated the center.
Right, that's a switch.
But they lost last night.
Who did?
Nugs.
Okay.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
That show was acceptance.
Oh, no. They play tonight.
Yeah.
They lost game one.
That's totally wrong. Right.
Sixers won last night. Okay. Jazz won last night. Yeah. Suns and Nugs are the only game tonight.
That Papa John's commercial where he's in disguise it looks like it was done in one take. And they're like, wasn't even a good take. Because that kid's like, oh, I thought that might have been you. Yeah, is this what you went with?
I know. I like the kid saying, yeah, I figured it was you. You're right.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah, that is the idea.
I believe that was the concept behind the commercial.
It's tough for Shaq to put on any sort of.
Yeah.
Right. He can't play undercover Bob.
It's about B.I.G., a.k.a. Big Shaq. Now that's the difference between first and last play. Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
That's the whole song, by the way.
Okay.
Kobe. Remember that was Kobe, yeah. He didn't repeat that line at Kobe's funeral, though. That'd have been wrong.
That would have been messed up. He's like, I stand by it.
Remember you told Kobe to ask how his ass tastes?
I think they made up before he died.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
They were cool again.
Right. Smokey.
Oh, you imagine that someone said, I was asked to smoke
at this point.
It probably tastes like any other 50-year-old guy's ass taste. Puss. I should ask your dad that, actually. Sorry.
Not Puss's.
No. Puss's mom.
Oh, geez. It just gets worse.
It does. It's a bad day.
It just gets worse.
It's kind of impressive that it could get worse.
For this show, it does. It is impressive.
We are so far off the rails, we can't even see him from here.
No, we can't. Move on.
Surgeon in Britain can practice again despite his assault conviction.
Jesus.
For initialing patients' organs in 07.
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
Yeah.
He soldered his initials in a liver or something like that.
In 2017, Simon Bramall played a fine and performed community service after it was discovered that he'd used a surgical laser to put his initials on the livers of a couple of patients while operating.
Jeez.
His license was suspended at the time, but earlier this month, they ruled in a private hearing that his ability to perform surgery wasn't impaired despite his disturbing actions, and so he can potentially become a working surgeon again.
Yeah, it was just his judgment that was impaired.
Well, but even then, if he didn't cause any real problem by initialing his by putting his initials somewhere, I don't care.
Well, they are like God anyway, so that's kind of, I don't know, I think you still should lose your license, though.
Yeah, but I'm guessing there might be a hitch in getting malpractice insurance.
That's true.
Going to probably have a tough time finding somebody who wants to cover you.
Well, he's not going to be able to deny he did the operation if his initials are there.
Yep.
I just think if you wouldn't have to touch the organ, don't.
Right.
Like, if there's any...
Yeah.
No, nothing extra.
No, you don't. No, yeah, you're right. Because you know what? Even with a laser, something might happen. Of course, we're not doctors, so...
This is a talk you should all have with your kids, too. You don't have to touch the organ. Don't.
Don't do drugs. Don't touch the organ.
Oh, you're gonna anyway.
Yeah, I know you are.
Both.
Yeah.
Well, you can touch your own organ.
Yeah, that's for sure.
How did they bust him?
That's a good point. How did they bust him? Somebody was probably there at the in the operating room with them and saw it.
No, I think it showed. Didn't it show up on somebody's scan or
really?
some MRI or something? They saw the initials or something.
I don't know.
Jake was here.
Right. Yeah. An autographed liver.
Yeah, it's really strange. I don't know how you'd ever trust that guy.
I wouldn't go to him. I'd go to any other surgeon. Oh, you're the guy that initials organs. Nah, I'll go to this guy.
He's not. That's how good he is.
Yeah, but it's probably other
he's
good
so
guys.
He's so good. Signing he signs his art.
Now, this guy's a douche.
That's fine if you give him permission, I think. Like, I would have let my knee surgeon put his initials on there.
Yeah, but they've been on metal, though. They've been on metal, right?
He did a good job. Yeah. I think you should.
What happened?
On the outside.
Now, tell me later.
Like, right on my kneecap, you could put his initials there.
Okay, it was a follow-up operation.
Ah,
and
somebody else is in there.
Another surgeon was in there
yeah.
working on this lady's liver and went, hey, why is there letters on your liver? And so maybe that was a tip-off.
Oh. So he just approached this guy out of the blue. Hey, yep. Did you initial that liver? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a question for you.
No, I didn't.
That wasn't me.
All right, confirmation.
It's your exact initials.
Yes.
From Fabricio. Chapo is short for Chaparro, which means short in stature.
You didn't trust us, man, but thank you, Fabricio. You were skeptical.
And did you ask him if the lovely missus has a nickname?
Suck Chapo, they call her.
Oh, no, they didn't call her that.
Mrs. El Chapo.
Mrs.
I don't want to mess with her. These guys are listening.
No. No, I'm sure it was something very nice.
Right. We're not messing with him. We're just asking a question.
No, not him. Fabricio's.
Mrs. El Chapo.
Have a nickname. I just gave it.
It was not
It's got to be that.
I don't think that's accurate. And that's the kind of stuff that's going to get us in trouble.
You were skeptical the first time.
What else could it be?
Beautiful rose. Anything.
Yeah.
Anything with that. Actor Armie Hammer undergoing inpatient treatment for several addictions.
You know, it's funny because when this came out, this for some reason, since we do so many subjects in this show, we missed this. We didn't discuss what a weirdo he is in the sack. You know, we didn't do much because I thought we should.
Beyond the pale.
Yeah, I want to eat you. I want to eat you. He was weird. He was just a weirdo.
Yeah, not in the fun sense.
No, you're right. Good point. Good point.
Literally.
I gotta clarify what I meant by that. Yeah.
Like knife and fork.
Yeah. He was like, but it's all wordplay.
As in,
I don't think he actually hurt women. He was just a weirdo, right?
Well.
Oh, no, he kind of.
Yeah, I think there was
several women accused him of sexual abuse and violence.
He lost a couple big roles.
Yes, he did. He has now checked into a rehab outside of Orlando. I guess he did this late last month. Reportedly addicted to drugs, alcohol, and sex.
All right.
Cancel culture strikes again.
Yeah.
Well, what sort of freaky sex stuff other than the cannibalism?
It was cannibalism, right. Yeah.
Well, that and violence and sex and abuse and, you know, really hardcore.
The bad stuff, yeah.
I think that's enough. If that's your only kink, you're still super kinky.
Do you want to actually eat somebody?
Yeah. I only have one kink,
right.
But it's cannibalism.
reportedly wrote
that. We don't kink shame except for this one.
He reportedly wrote that he's 100% a cannibal and desired to drink her blood.
That was it. That would creep you out. Try that this weekend on the new girl you meet, guys. Take her back.
Or on the one that you've known for a few months.
Sure.
Try that.
And if she's flattered.
I'll try that tonight. See what my wife says.
And if she's flattered by that.
She won't be flattered.
You marry her. That's marrying material right there. If you can say, listen, I'm into cannibalism. And she says, all right.
You want to suck my blood?
All right. I'll try anything once.
All right. Armie Hammer. I like that guy. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
But that's too bad. He's a freak, though, yeah?
And I have a hard time finding someone he's compatible with.
At least he's going to rehab, right?
Drugs
and alcohol are part of the problem. But my main one is wanting to eat women.
Right.
Yeah, somehow I think.
Let's concentrate on that.
That's still the 90 days?
You're going to have to wean me off the blood.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.